This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Roy. 10, 9, 8, 7.
你这是在干什么？为什么穿得像名宇航员？
I'm practicing my countdown for when we head to the moon. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we have liftoff!
Please stop. 本期节目中我们要学习的表达是 moonshot, 它指的是一个在没有任何短期盈利预期情况下进行的雄心勃勃的项目，也就是一个不大可能实现的项目或较为大胆的想法。So it does not mean we're going to the moon. Where did you get that spacesuit from?
I found it in my garden. That definition of moonshot makes more sense. Now I understand why people have been talking about a moonshot vaccine.
Exactly, an experimental vaccine to fight COVID-19. You are really learning.
Well, while I take this spacesuit off, let's have some examples.
We're investing in a moonshot vaccine to help fight the virus. I'm not sure if their new driverless EV will ever come to market. It's a bit of a moonshot. The project is a moonshot. It might not help the company in the short term.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我们正在一起学习表达 moonshot 的引申含义和用法。Moonshot 原本指向月球发射的动作或行为，但它现在被用来指短期内不一定会产生任何经济利益的试验性项目或不大可能实现的项目。
Yes, so the most common reference recentlyhas been the moonshot vaccines or moonshot testing to fight COVID-19. The phrase has a lot in common with shoot for the moon, the idea of aiming for an ambitious target.
That's right. That's some real moonshot thinking right there. You always have some ambitious ideas. Like the time you wanted everyone to dress up like squirrels and run around Hyde Park.
Thanks, Feifei. That was for charity.I always like to shoot for the moon with my ideas.
You certainly do. But Roy, you look a bit down. What's wrong?
It's sad that we're not going to the moon. I once made my own spaceship out of a packet of crisps, a tennis ball and some duct tape. Sadly, it didn't work. It was a bit of a moonshot.
I wish you were going to the moon. It would certainly be quieter in the office. Bye, Roy.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.